Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment of the opening section of Shmoneh Esrei. There's a famous discussion among the Rishonim, among the early commentators, as to what is the nature of the mitzvah, of the commandment of prayer. The Torah talks about calling out to God. There's a disagreement if this is a mitzvah upon us each and every day to speak to God in prayer, or if the Torah mitzvah of speaking to God in prayer is only at times of great need and distress. And the concept of praying to God every day is actually purely rabbinic. That's a famous argument. This is not really the time for the discussion, but it has major applications to the question of the extent of the obligation women have in prayer. Either way, whether the concept of daily prayer is of Torah origin or of rabbinic origin, the specific structure we have in the davening is very much rabbinic. This mitzvah that we have of praying certainly, on a Torah level, certainly isn't necessarily three times a day. The rabbis instituted the concept of doing it three times a day. But maybe what's even more interesting is tefillah as we know it, the specific structure as we know it, is totally rabbinic. The mitzvah of praying to God, someone could pause for a moment and say, God, please help me in my meeting today. God, thank you for the wonderful kindness you've performed, and so on and so forth. The specific structure we know of in our tefillah in general, and in Shmoneh Esrei in particular, is very much from the rabbis. Famously, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the men of the Great Assembly, began to compile what we know of as Shmoneh Esrei around the beginning of the period of the Second Temple. It's a really interesting thing to think about. What would our prayers be like if the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah had not organized Shmoneh Esrei in this way? There's a fascinating story told about Rabbi Noach Weinberg, Zichrono Livracha, the founder and longtime Rosh Yeshiva of Eish HaTorah, an outreach yeshiva in Jerusalem. And he had some students who were working on becoming more observant, and this group was having a lot of difficulties with prayer. And they were complaining about the fact that they felt that the prayer was somewhat overly formal, and they felt it was sort of stale. It's the same words every day and doesn't necessarily speak to them. And they said to Rabbi Weinberg that they would find prayer far more meaningful if they could just say to God what they wanted to say to God. So he rolled the dice, he took a little bit of a chance, and he said, deal. For the next week, month, whatever it was, that's how I want you to pray. Forget the prayer book. At three times a day, just talk to God. So he got back together with them after that trial period, and he asked them, how did they like it? And they actually found it very meaningful. So he went around the room. What did you pray for? One person said, I asked that people should be healed from their illness. Another person said, I asked that people should earn a living. There should be peace in the world, so on and so forth. And what he began to do is he would begin to go to each person and say, why didn't you ask for what they asked for? Didn't that make a lot of sense? And you left so much out. Did you pray for the coming of the Messiah? Do you think that's important? Do you think about that? Did you pray for wisdom and knowledge? All these things, he began to ask them, why didn't you pray for this? Why didn't you pray for that? And they were a little bit embarrassed, and they said, Rabbi, you're making a good point. I guess we'll do it next time. And he said, I'm not being so creative. I'm just running through the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. So it's a really worthwhile thing to think about. There's a tremendous amount of wisdom from the men of the Great Assembly in the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. And really, as God willing, we'll discuss as we continue through this series, there are so many ways that a person could stop and reflect on the words. We could think about different things, different days, different times. One could really see Shmoneh Esrei as almost a launch pad for our opportunity to speak to God. We shouldn't see it as a restricting thing. We should see it as a guide to help us through. And that is the great gift given to us from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.